couple of weeks we've been talking about Yonei Shabbos. I want to take a break. It's now just a week and a half before Purim. I thought we'd talk about Yonei Purim today, because I'm not sure if next week we're actually going to get an opportunity to do so. I think I'll try to chaperayim today. Hilchos Purim, there's so much to talk about in Hilchos Purim. Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav, the end of Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav. So we can't possibly talk about everything. So I'm just going to touch on a number of important halacha lemaisa issues that do come up. We're not going to touch on everything that's lemaisa, but at least some things that will hopefully have a better understanding. So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Purim in Siman Tov Resh Pei Zayin Sif Aleph writes that one is chayav to read the Megillah both at night and by day, right? The night of Purim and by day, to either read the Megillah or to hear someone reading. Right? You can be yotze midin shomer ka'olim. The Rishonim point out that the Ikar Kriya of the Megillah is actually by day. The Turei Evan has an interesting shita that he holds that the Kriya of the Megillah by day is Echiyah Midirei Kabbalah. The Echiyah Midirei Kabbalah learned from the Megillah, V'hayamim ha'elen is Karim V'nasim. We learn from the Gemara Megillah that there's a chiyuv to actually read the story. So that's a pasuk in the Megillah, that's from Ksuvim, so that's a chiyuv midirei Kabbalah. But the chiyuv balayla, the Torah Evan says, is a chiyuv midirei Rabbanan. It's not derived from that pasuk. Hayomim ha'ele, that's only bayom, but the chiyuv balayla is only a chiyuv midirei Rabbanan. So it just shows you that the reading of the Megillah by day is very important. Right? It's even more chomer than the reading by night. Everyone, you know, at night, we're all excited for the laning. By day, sometimes people are a little sleepy, depending on what they've done the previous night. So it's important to keep in mind that the reading of the Megillah by day is perhaps even more important than the reading at night. So you have to go to sleep at a reasonable time so that you can concentrate. It's not easy to concentrate on all 10 prakim of the Megillah if you're sleepy. It's important to get enough sleep so that you'll be able to concentrate. The Shulchan Aruch also points out that there's an idea that you're supposed to read the Megillah mitoch haksav. This is a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Resh Tzadi Siv Gimel. You're supposed to read the Megillah mitoch haksav and not bal peh. But b'di'eved, if you read at least half of the Megillah, up until half of the Megillah bal peh, you can still be yotze b'di'eved. At the Chatchila, you're really supposed to read the Megillah mitoch haksav entirely. But b'di'eved, if it's up to half of it bal peh, that's okay. The Mishnah Berurah comments that because of this halacha, you really should have a chumash. Everyone should be holding a chumash when the Balkari is reading, so that if they miss some of the words, you know, when they're making noise for Haman, so sometimes you miss a few words. So if you miss the words, the Mishnah Berurah says you'll be mashlim from your chumash. Even though reading from the chumash is like reading Baal Peh, it's not a kosher Megillah, but that's okay. As long as up until half of the Megillah is Rebbe Mitoch HaKsav, that's fine. Some are even makbid to have a Megillah Ksheira. They want to have a Megillah Ksheira because this idea that you can be Yotze, even up till half the Megillah Baal Peh, that's only a din b'di'evet. So they want to be Yotze, the best possible way, l'chatchila. So they have a Megillah Ksheira if you can afford it. It's a wonderful thing, but you don't have to push yourself to do that. You can be Yotze b'di'evet with the Chumash. Mistama, you'll hear the Baal Kari saying all the words, and if you don't, you're still going to be Yotze b'di'evet. If you read the words from the Chumash, the truth is you don't have to read them from the Chumash. Even you can read them Baal Peh. You just say them Baal Peh. But sometimes you just don't know what the words are. So it's good to have the Chumash so that when you miss the words, you'll know what to say Baal Peh. The Magen Avraham writes that if a person is not mechaven for the milas, he loses. He's not mechaven for all the milas. He's still going to be yotze. What does that mean? Right, he says, if you miss even one teva, you're not going to be yotze. Miss even one word, you're not going to be yotze. But says the Magen Avraham, im shama v'lo kiven b'chol teva yotze. But if you listen to the Megillah and you want mechaven in every teva, zok the Magen Avraham, you're still going to be yotze. Some of the mefarshim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they explain that what the Magen Avraham has in mind is that you're just looking at the words. You're not understanding what you see. Right, you're not mechaven for the perish hamilis of all the words, but you're looking at the words. But if your mind is wandering, even the Magen Avraham would say that you're not going to be yotze. He never meant to say that if you're not mechavin, that means that my mind is wandering. But it means that you're not mechavin for the perish hamilis of all the words. But if one's mind is wandering during the reading of the Megillah, even the Magen Avraham would say that you're not going to be yotze. So this is very difficult. Sometimes, you know, we're thinking of the costume that we're going to wear. We're thinking of the place we're going to be eating the suda. This is very hard to concentrate. Some suggest that you should actually lane along, right? If you lane quietly, not loudly, but if you lane quietly with the Balkore, so that's a way to make sure that you're going to be reading each and every word. You're going to be concentrating on each and every word. If you don't want to lane along, sometimes it's hard to do that. If you don't want to lane along, at least follow with your finger. Follow with your fingers so that you know that you're getting every word, because it's mamish, a big shayla. If your mind starts wandering and then you wake up and you say, yeah, I was listening, but you weren't really listening. It's like, you know, your subconscious was listening, but you weren't really listening carefully enough, so it could be that you're not going to be yotzim. Could be you're not going to be yotzim. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Resh Tzadi Sivkot Nun Bey is quoted from the Chaye Adam that the tzibur should be yotzim the Aseres B'nei Haman. They could be yotzim the reading of the Aseres B'nei Haman by listening to the Balkori. They don't have to read it themselves. That's the Chaye Adam. But the Rogat Shavar was machmir. He felt that the Aseres B'nei Haman, one has to read the Aseres B'nei Haman b'neshima achas. You're not going to be yotzei that neshima achas midin shomer ka'oneh. So the Rogat Shavar felt that the Sibur has to read it themselves. They have to read the Aseres B'nei Haman themselves, because if they just listen to the Balkori, they're not going to be yotzei. This is similar to the idea that we've quoted in the past from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi felt that shomer ka'oneh is dibur mamish. The person who listens, it's as if he's mamish speaking. But all that does is it attributes the basic level of dibur to the shomer. But all the nuances of the dibur are not going to be attributed to the shomer. So the Beis Halevi suggested that in the context of Birchas Kohanim, that is a rule of kol rav, that kol sevarchas bnei Yisrael omar lahem, that there's a mitzvah that the Kohanim have to say to Birchas Kohanim out loud so that the tzibur can hear them. So the Beis Halevi felt that you can't have one Kohen getting up there with the other Kohanim and he's going to say the Birchas Kohanim and all the other Kohanim are just going to listen to him. It's not going to work, because even if you'll be able to attribute the dibur to the other Kohanim, but you can't attribute the aspect, the detail of kol rom to the other Kohanim. So in a similar way, the Rebbe Shabbat felt that the idea of neshima achas, since the Aseres B'nei Haman are supposed to be read b'neshima achas, you're not going to be able to neshima achas from the Balkoris. That's why the tzibur has to read it themselves. But the Chaye Adam disagree. Chaye Adam said that you could be yotzei b'neshima achas. So he felt that you could be yotzei the entire Megillah, even the Aseres B'nei Haman, you could be yotzei from the Balkor. I saw Rav Sternbach writes that the reason why the Tzibur reads the Aseres B'nei Haman themselves might not be such a lomdish reason, that they hold like the Rogat Shavar that you can't be yotzei the Neshim Achas of the Aseres B'nei Haman midin shomer ka'oneh. No, it might just be a practical reason that since the Balkor is reading the Aseres B'nei Haman very quickly, they just might not hear the words. He might swallow his words, and if he swallows his words, then they're not going to be yotzei. Not because of a din, a briska halacha, that they can't be yotzei neshim achas from the balkor. No, but just practically speaking, you're not going to be able to be yotzei if you don't hear all the words from the balkor. But either way, there could be different reasons. Whatever the reason is, there are many who point out that it's kedai to read the Aseres B'nei Haman yourself. We know that there are three brachas on the Megillah, right? Three brachas that we recite before reading the Megillah. Al Mikra Megillah, Sha'as Anisim, Shechiyam. And then we also have a bracha afterwards, Harav Es Rivenu. So, when one reads the Megillah B'Yachid, you do make all the brachas before the Megillah. But how about Harav Es Rivenu? So the Rama writes in Siman Tov Resh Tzadi Beis Sif Aleph that you don't make Harav Es Rivenu after the Megillah if you read it B'yochid. That's a bracha that was instituted only by Tzibur. So if you read it B'yochid, you read it for someone afterwards, not for a minion of people who missed the first laning, but for a Yochid, and you don't make the bracha after the Megillah. The Bir Halacha quotes from the Gaon who disagrees. The Vilna Gaon says that you say Harav Es Rivenu even B'yochid, but I think the minig is not the same. I think it's like the Rambam and the Mishnah Berurah. If you don't say Harav Es Rivenu, if you read the Megillah B'yochid. What's it then if you read it for 10 women? If you read it for one man or for one woman, so then you're not going to make the bracha afterwards. But how about reading for 10 women? Are 10 women considered a tzibur for the mitzvah of Megillah? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Mekorei Kodesh and Siman Lamed Hei, he wants to suggest that maybe they are considered a tzibur. Maybe you should say Harav Es Rivenu if you read it for 10 women. Because the Rama quotes a shita in the Rishonim, the Rama in Siman Tov Resh Tzadi Sif Yud Ches quotes a shita that maybe 10 women count to be considered a mikra megillah b'tzibur. There's a halacha L'chadchili is supposed to read the Megillah B'tzibur because it's Pesumei Nisa, so he's supposed to be in Farsim the next B'tzibur, B'rabim. It says, a Shail and a Rishonim are 10 women considered a Tzibur for that halacha. So Reb Tzipras Avraham wanted to say, HaRavas Yiveinu, he felt it's not a bracha on a Megillah, it's a bracha on the Pesumei Nisa of Purim. That's what it's a bracha on. HaRavas Yiveinu, Adonis Dienu, Anokinus Nebaseinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. It's a bracha on the Pesumei Nisa, not a bracha on the Megillah itself. So since women were included in the Nes as well, they were also saved. Right? So they're part of the Pesumei Nisa, so Mestama, they should be considered a Tzibur for Pesumei Nisa. So if HaRavas Yiveinu was a bracha not on the Megillah, but rather it's on the Pesumei Nisa. See, even if women normally are not considered part of the tzibur, they don't count for the minyan asar of a tzibur. But here it could be that the tzibur is not a regular din of tzibur, but rather it's a tzibur for Pesumei Nisa, that it will be a Pesumei Nisa Barabim. So he wanted to suggest, he thinks that women perhaps should be considered a tzibur for this halacha. So you would say, HaRavas Yiveinu, if you read the Megillah for a group of 10 women. That's Reb Tzipras Frank's chiddush. I don't think most posts can hold like this. I think most assume that for a tzibur of 10 men, even if it's not the kriya barabim, you know, barabim in shul, but if there are 10 men there, right, it could be you're reading for women also, but if there are 10 men there, then you would say HaRavas Yiveinu for that kriya. But if you're only reading for 10 women, I think most poskim assume that better not to make a bracha. It's a savik bracha, we don't know if you make the bracha, so better not to make the bracha for women. Yes?
If it's just for Pesumei Nisa, then wouldn't you not even?
The bracha was instituted only for a Pesumei Nisa b'rabim, right? Even though we do like Neiras Chanukah, even if there's no rabbin, but apparently that's the point, that it was instituted for a Pesumei Nisa b'rabim. That's what we assume. There's another halacha reading the Megillah for women that's special. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the nusach habracha when you read the Megillah for women is not al mikra Megillah, but rather lishmoa Megillah. But some have the Lashon Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. I think the Lashon that we have in Mishnah Berurah is Lishmoa Megillah. Well, why Lishmoa Megillah? Why not Al Mikra Megillah? So the answer is to be choshish for the position of the Bahag. The Bahag is a famous shita that women might be obligated only in Shmiasa Megillah and not in Mikra Megillah. It could be there's a different chiyah for women. There's a lot of Achreinu Shetayra on that. Now, many shirim have been given on that shita. Why should I say that the chiyah of women are different? It's shmi, it's not mikra. There's a lot on it. But that's the shita. The shita of the Mahag is that it could be that women are only chayavas in shmiyas and megillah, not in kriya. So therefore, you can't say al mikra megillah, because that's not the nusach habracha of women. That's not the mitzvah that they're doing. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that if you read for women, you should say lishma megillah. Okay. Right. Even if there are 10 women and one man, you would say Al Mikra Megillah because you're being motzi the man.
And the women are kolal in that
bracha. The women are nichlal in that bracha too. The point is, if you're reading only for women, so we want to have the best nusach, the most precise nusach. So if you're reading for women, it's better to say shmi and not to say kriya. But if you're reading for men, l'chore you should say the bracha for men.
And if the Baal Kor, if the Baal Kor is a man, and he's also doing yotzei that kriya,
then he definitely should say
Al-Mikra
Megillah for himself. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Question?
Not according to the Baal Kor, we say that women have a chiyuv in mikra.
According to the other Rishonim?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Isn't it like a woman could be yotzei other people?
To be motzi other people, that's a different issue. They quote that mishum kavodat tzibur, we don't have women be motzi other people. It could be that afin hayu ba'oso hanes is only a chiyuv de rabbanon, whereas the chiyuv for men could be midivrei kabbalah. That's another reason to say that women should not be motzi men. Generally speaking, we say that women should not be motzi men for different reasons. The bahag is the simplest reason. If women are only chayiv in shmiya and men are chayiv in mikra, so then it's a different chiyuv, so then the women can be motzi men. So to be choshish for that shita, and for the several other reasons that we gave, b'chora women should not be motzi men. Machtzis ha-shekel. So we know that there's a minute to give a zeichel a machtzis ha-shekel around this time, because when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Chodesh Adar, there would be mashmiya al-ashkolim, that's why we read parash ha-shkolim, to tell people that when Chodesh Nisan would begin, right, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the person is supposed to give the Machtzis HaShekel for the Karbonis of the year. So even though we don't have a Machtzis HaShekel Mamish, we're not bringing Karbonis, And hopefully we will. But you know, if there's no Beis Hamikdash, we're not going to bring karbanos. But there's a zeichel l'matzah shekel. Who has to give the zeichel l'matzah shekel? So the Ramot in Siman Tovresh Sadi Dalet Sif Aleph writes that the minig is that people above the age of 20 give the zeichel l'matzah shekel. Mishnebura says that's what the Bar Tanura writes on Mishnayis. Why is it above 20? Well, that's because the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa says, Kala over ala pekudim miben esrim shona v'mola. Regarding Matzah Shekel, the real Matzah Shekel, it was only from 20 and above. So for the Zechel Matzah Shekel, the Pshuto, it also should be only from 20 and above. That's what you would imagine. But the Pasuk can point out that the Rambam in Parshas Mishnayis, the Ramban in Parshas Kisisa, they seem to say that the Matzah Shekel was actually given even by people below the age of 20. Above the age of 13 already, any gadol would have to give matzah shekel. It's against the pasuk. The pasuk says that only from 20 and above. So they interpret, the Ramban and Chumash interprets that mibenesim shana v'mala in the pasuk, that's referring to the trum of the mishkan. Right, that's the matzah shekel that was given for the trum of the mishkan. Not the matzah shekel they bring for karbonis. For that, it was only from 20 and above. But for Matzah Shekel, they bring for Karbonis, then that would even be from 13 and above. That's the Rambam and the Ramban. So, Lachor, according to the Rambam and the Ramban, if Matzah Shekel, the Beis HaMikdash, was given even by people below the age of 20, from the age of 13 and above, so the Zechel Matzah Shekel also should be given by someone who's 13 and above. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says the minig is to give even if a woman is pregnant, she gives for the uber too, which is a big chiddush because the uber is not even alive yet. But that's the minig. The minig is to try to be marba, to try to make sure that everyone is covered, that everyone should have the kapara of the zechel matzah shekel. The karbonas tzibur were a kapara to the tzibur, so if the zechel matzah shekel is a zeche to the matzahs that they gave for the karbonas, then the chor, this is also like it's an idea of kapara. So we want as many people to be part of the kapara, so therefore we're even shoka for ubrim. So it's not such a davar pella that from the age of 13, from mitzvah, we would already be shoka for sure. But some people are even shoka for people below, even for ketanim. It's important to keep in mind that this is not machzis hashekel, it's zeichel machzis hashekel. Now if you say, I'm giving machzis hashekel, it's a shiloh, whether it becomes hektish, and then you can't even use the money. So It's a shiloh, but they always put up on the sign zeichel matzah shekel. You should keep in mind when you put the money down that it's only a zeichel matzah shekel. It's not matzah shekel. What's the minig? We know the minig is to give three coins, to give three half dollars. Well, what's this idea? So it's based on the fact that it says truma in Parshas Kisisa. It says truma three times because there were three trumas. Right, there were three different trumas. There were different reasons, right? But there were three trumas: the truma for the adonim, and the truma for the karbanis, and the truma for the mishkan. But since it says truma in the parasha three times, so the minhag developed that since we're giving the zechel matzah shekel, let's do it three times. Even though the matzah shekel they brought for the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't bring three. They gave one half. Right? They gave a matzah shekel. That's it. And in fact, the pasuk says you're not allowed to give more. It's fascinating, right? But for zechel matzah shekel, the minhag developed that we give three as a zechel to the three times that it says truma. So we take a half of the coin of the particular area that you're in. So we give half a dollar. If you were in a different country, you give half of something else, whatever the smallest coin is, the smallest matbeah of that particular medina. That's what we do for the zechel matzah shekel. And the minhag is to give it Tainus Esther in the afternoon. That's a time of tzedakah anyway, right? A Tainus is a time of tzedakah, so it's appropriate to give more tzedakah. So that's what they do. They give the matzah shekel Tainus Esther in the afternoon, mincha time. That's the extra tzedakah that we do. The Shulchan Aruch in Tovresh Sadi Dalet Sif Aleph mentions that there's a chiyuv to give matanos lev yamin on Purim. What's the chiyuv? So we know you have to give to two evyonim, matanos evyonim, right? Two evyonim. You give one matana to each evyon, as opposed to mishloach manos, which is two manos to one friend. Matanos levyonim is one matana to an evyon, but to two evyon. What's the shir matanos levyonim? So the Mishnah Berurah says from the Ritva, the shir is a shavah pruta, the minimum. That's a shein mamon. That's the shir. That's the shir that you have to give. But that's the minimum. The poskim say bizman hazeh, a shavah pruta is not a matana chashuva, so you can't really call that matanos. should give a little bit more. So how much matanos lavim should you give? What's the shiur? If you're not going to say shavuot, what's the shiur? So there are some who want to say that the whole goal is that the avyonim will have sudas purim. The din of matanos lavim is to provide for the avyonim, to provide for the aniyim a sudas purim. So maybe you should give to each avyon the minimum shiur that you need for a suda. How much is a suda? How much do you need for a suda? It's hard to estimate exactly how much. That depends where you're buying the suda, right? If you're buying a restaurant, it could be very expensive. But I'm saying a normal fleishig suda, let's say. You know, a little basar, a little yayin. So some poskim say $5 is a good shiur. Yeah, it probably is not $5, probably a little bit less than that. But certainly if you give $10, you're going to be yotzei l'chol hadeis. Right, you give $5 to each avion, or you give to a tzedakah that's going to divide to the aniyim, l'chor, that's certainly fine. Because you're giving a suda, enough for a suda for each avion. And that's certainly a matana chashuva. Yeshua. Do they have to give to other people? Do they have to give to other people? L'chor, they should have to give to other people if they can. He's saying, if you're giving to them, so then how are they going to have for others? It's appropriate for them to try to give it. Maybe they could give a shavapruta, or they could give a little bit more than a shavapruta. They don't have to give as much, but lechora the aniyim also should have to give their chayiv in all mitzvahs hayom. So it's appropriate if they don't have any money, they can't do it. But it would be appropriate for them to give as much. Yes.
Like two aniyim could give to each other.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. It's a very interesting idea, and then they'll solve the problem. The only problem is, but then if they don't have enough to begin with, so then by giving to each other, they're not going to get any more. We should give to the aniyim much more, so that they'll have enough of the sudas purim. They can be yotzei with a small amount, with the smallest amount, just to be yotzei the basic shiur. One of the interesting halachas about mishloach manos, some people think that you have to send two different manos of two brachas. You need two brachas. It doesn't say two brachas in the Megillah. But that's what people think, that you have to send two different brachas. You send a mezonos and a shahakal, but it's got to be two brachas. It's a misnomer. I think it's a mistake, because if you look at the Shulchan Aruch and it's in the Tofresh Tzadi Hei Siv Dalet, Shulchan Aruch says that you have to send Chayev Lishloch Lechaveiro Shtei Monos Bosar Oshel Minei Ochle, that you have to send to your friend two Monos Bosar or different Ochle. Two Monos Bosar, they're both Shehakel. If you're going to send two different pieces of meat, it's the same bracha. So Lechor, it's Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch that it doesn't have to be two different brachas. As long as it's Dvarim Chashuvim, that's enough. Even if it's the same bracha, that's okay. You want to send two cakes? Two cakes, Lechor is fine. Two different cakes. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful, two different manas. They're both a mana Chashuva. Lechor, you can be Yotzei Kedasukid. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you can send Mashka, Shesiyas Bechlal Achila. So you can send drink too. You don't have to send just Ochlim. Shulchan Aruch says Minei Ochlim, but that's Lav Dafka Ochlim. A davar chashuv, lechor that can be used for the suda. They say the mishloach manos is also for the purpose of the suda. You know, just to send a beautiful gift, send a dish. I don't think you can be yotzei mishloach manos. It's a very nice thing to do, but I don't think you can be yotzei mishloach manos by serving, by sending just a dish. But you can send it in a nice dish. But if you send a manos, whether it's ochlim or mashkim, then you'll be yotzei. Some also have this idea that the mishloach manos have to be sent by yidei shliach. That you can't give the mishloach manos yourself. And that's why sometimes in Eretz Yisrael you have bachrim while learning, so they walk up to someone and they say, okay, you give mine, I give yours. Because there's this idea that you have to give by yidei shliach. I don't know if it's absolutely necessary. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tovresh Sadihei quotes from the Binyan Tzion. Bikur Yaakov. They were doing so much Bikur Yaakov and Sukkot. So his tshuva sefer is called Binyan Tzion. So the Binyan Tzion has a suffix whether you have to send by Yidei Shliach, because the pasuk says Umishloach Manos, and sending the Manos, not Nesinas Manos. It sounds like you have to be Mishloach Manos, you have to send the Manos. Pashur Pshat, Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld in his Salmas Chaim, he says the Pashur Pshat is that the chiddush of the pasuk is that you don't have to give it yourself. You can do it through a Shliach. Not that you have to do it through a shliach, but the pshuto, but the pasuk is telling me is that I don't have to do it myself. I can do it through a shliach. It doesn't have to be done through a shliach. Yes.
Wouldn't you be able to say that the whole purpose of mishloach manos is to create like this?
To be
marbe reyes. So if it's to be marbe reyes, then wouldn't giving it
I think that's what Rabbi Yosef Sonnenfeld says. I think he says that if by giving it yourself, if you're such an Adam Choshev, that by you coming yourself, it'll be a greater chashivus to the person, greater source of simcha for the person. It might be even better to give it yourself. It might be better to give it yourself, because then that's marbe even more raised. It increases the simcha. Other svarim point out that there's a raya from the Gemara Megillah that you don't have to send Ayidei Shliach, because the Gemara tells a story on the Zayin HaMaveiz, Masechta Megillah, that there were different Amoraim who would be machlif sudasai. They would exchange sudas one to the other. Rashi explains that what they did was each one would eat sudas purim by the other, and they'd be yotze mishloach monos that way. They'd be yotze mishloach monos that each one, not that they would be machlif the suda, each one would give a suda to the other this purim. No, they'd be machlif sudasai, meaning this year one would eat by his friend, and then the next year the other one would eat by the friend. So, just a second. What's it? It turns out that you're bringing the suda. You are eating by someone else. So if you're eating by someone else, they're not giving you shalach manas through shliach. You're eating by their table. So it's not through shlichus. So frekta beis Yosef is not through shlichus. How can they be yotzei mishloach manas? Comes the Ramban. Dr. Moshe says that Rashi, who's interpreting this Gemara, that they would actually go over. Not that they would exchange sudas, but one would go over to the other for the sudas purim. They'd be yotzei mishloach manas that way. Rashi obviously is assuming that mishloach is lav dafka. You don't have to send Ayidei Shliach. Even if you do it yourself, that's okay. And that's what many posts say. The Chazon Ish held like that, and others held like that. You don't have to run around to find the Shliach so that, you know, if you're walking in the street, you want to give him a Shliach Manos, and so you walk in the street and say, could you do me a favor and knock on this door? So someone knocks on the door, they don't even know who this guy is. They say, oh, I'm giving Shliach Manos for this other guy in the street. And you're like, wave at them. He says, oh, it's me. If you don't have anyone, you know, if you don't have a child or something to give the shalach manos, so give it yourself. It's fine. Bechor, you can be yotze kedas or kedin. Even though the binyan sin has a suffix about it, bechor, you could still be yotze. We all know the din of sudas purim. The Rama in the beginning of Siman Tov Resh Sarihei writes that it's a mitzvah to be marbe v'sudas purim. The Megillah says that they were kovei purim as a yom mishta v'simcha. Mishta v'simcha means to have a suda. So there's a mitzvah to be mekayim a mitzvah of simcha through a suda. And of course, the Shulchan Aruch, you can't give a shir in Yom Kippur without mentioning the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Resh Sadi Hei Sif Aleph says Chayav Inish Levesumi Bepiraya Ad Lo Yoda Bein Aro Hamim LeBaruch Mordechai. We know the famous halacha, but the Ramah points out that one can be mekayim this mitzvah drinking a little bit more than what you normally drink, and you go to sleep, and you also don't know the difference between Aro Hamim and Baruch Mordechai when you're sleeping. That's what the Ramah says. If the Ramah hadn't written it, I would say, no way, come on. You know, you have to do what the Gemara says. But the Ramah says that that's what you should do, that you should drink a little bit of wine, and you go to sleep, and mitoch the shayna, then you'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's appropriate to do that. I think Rabbi Willig does this every year. He stays up late the previous night, he's at the chagiga, and then he davens masika, and he davens early, and then he drinks a little bit. He has a little bit of a small suda, and he drinks a little bit and goes to sleep, and he says, that's it, I was yotze the Ramah. The Bir Halacha says that, you know, you should be yotze by drinking yayin, because the nes occurred through a mishnah of yayin. From the Rishonim, it sounds like you can only be yotze through yayin, not through other mashkim, not through liquor and other things, because that's the whole point, that it was through a mishnah of yayin, so you're supposed to drink yayin. And it sounds like you should be yotze through yayin b'socha suda, because it was a mishnah of yayin in the middle of a suda. They weren't just drinking, they were having the suda. Lechor, that's the best way to do it, not just to drink wine, but to drink wine is part of a suda. And that's the best way to do it. And of course, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Meiri, who says that we were never mitzuvah on holalas and shichras. Obviously, that's not the goal. The goal is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Mishnah. This is one of the most difficult mitzvahs to try to fulfill properly, because it gets out of hand, as we well know. Right? So it's important to keep in mind. Important to keep in mind that, you know, if a person is not going to be able to daven properly afterwards, if he's not going to be able to bench properly, so then he's not gaining as much. Right? You're gaining a mitzvah, but you're losing with a different mitzvah. Right? You have perhaps a chiyuv birchas hamazon daraisa. If you eat a kedei svia, it could be a chiyuv birchas hamazon daraisa. And for the drinking on Purim, we're going to be mafsid a lot of other mitzvahs. It's kedai to keep in mind. I definitely understand the idea. You know, I understand the idea that people want to enjoy Purim and they want to be yotze the mitzvah kedas or kedim with some machmer and mitzvahs in general. But sometimes a person has to have a more global perspective. to see what's to understand themselves and to know what they're going to be capable of doing. A person really is going to lose himself and he's not going to be able to daven and to bench properly, then maybe he should hold back a little bit. And finally, the Rambam quotes an interesting halacha in Siman Tov Resh Sarivav Sivches. And that is, he quotes from the Mahari Mintz that there's a minute to get dressed up on Purim. So Rambam, this is not like, you know, a 21st century idea. Rambam says there's a minute to get dressed up on Purim. What's the idea of getting dressed up? There's different reasons given. Some say that it's because the Nes of Purim was a Nes Nista. We show that somehow we're hidden, in some way we're getting dressed up. What's more, Haman hid his sinner for Bnei Yisrael. He didn't tell them. Right? The whole Gzerah, the way that it was written, they didn't know what was going on. So the whole thing was Nister. And Haman dressed up Mordechai, also an issue, an Indian of dressing up. So there are different Mekoros for this idea to dress up on Purim. The Rambam even adds that because of Simchas Purim, perhaps even though generally speaking, a man is not supposed to wear simlas isha. It's a pasuk in Chumash. You're not supposed to wear simlas isha, but maybe if it's simchas Purim, it might be permissible. That's what the Rambam goes so far as to say that maybe that iser is mutter. People are makel on that iser for simchas Purim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the poskim that he thinks it's better not to do that. Right? He thinks it's kedai to be mevatel that minig. He admits that there is such a minig, but he says it's not kedai. It's an iser daraisa. So like because of simchas Purim, we're suddenly going to be matir isurim. It's better not to do that. So I think Bismana says since there are many, you know, you can get many different customs. It's readily available. I think it's probably better not to dress up, with a different gender. We can enjoy the simchas Purim kedasu kedin by dressing up in other outfits. Okay, we'll stop here.